Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Friday, September 4th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: jobs report on tap after tech bloodbath, an ugly session, and what happened. Leading today's news: traders are closely monitoring today's non-farm payrolls report, one of just two monthly labor market scorecards left on the calendar before the November 3rd presidential election. While the pace of rehiring is expected to have moderated in August, economists expect 1.4 million jobs were added last month from 1.76 million in July, and see the unemployment rate ticking down to 9.8% from 10.2%. Average hourly earnings are forecast to be unchanged in August after rising 0.2% in July. The figures could add pressure on the White House and Democratic leaders to restart stimulus negotiations, which have been stalled for weeks over the size and scope of the next fiscal package. In other news, tech stocks that have powered U.S. equities to record highs this summer winded a sharp reverse on Thursday, with the NASDAQ composite dropping 5% and the Dow and S&P 500 falling 2.8% and 3.5% respectively. Apple and Tesla contributed a big portion of those losses, falling over 8%, while Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Alphabet, and Microsoft also closed the session sharply lower. Futures were still red at the start of the night, though contracts tied to the Dow and S&P 500 have reversed to trade 0.8% higher, while the NASDAQ erased its losses. The tech bloodbath is still being analyzed by analysts and traders alike, with opinions spanning the spectrum as to what drove the market sell-off. Some are pointing to profit-taking, the retail brothers, and a long-due breather, while others are drawing attention to record valuations and a rotation out of tech. How long will it last? That's also a matter of debate. Was it just a flash crash or the start of a correction that signals a broader sentiment shift? Join the discussion in the comments section. Apple is delaying a privacy feature in its upcoming iOS 14 release until early 2021 that would prompt users to consent to having their behavior tracked on an app-by-app basis. Critics of the change, like Facebook, expect most users to opt out and said it would hurt app makers by making it harder to sell personalized ads. "We want to give developers the time they need to make the necessary changes," an Apple spokesman said in a statement. More information, including an update to the App Store review guidelines, will follow this fall. The DOJ plans to bring an antitrust case against Google in the coming weeks after Attorney General William Barr overruled career lawyers who hoped to have more time to build the case, the New York Times reports. Some of the vulnerabilities they were worried about had to do with the part that focused on Google's search practices, while other attorneys probing Google's online ad business wanted more time to deal with the complexities there. A coalition of 50 states and territories currently support antitrust action against Google, reflecting an area of broad bipartisan support. The Trump administration is looking into banning more Chinese apps that could pose a threat to national security, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said late Thursday. An upcoming ban of TikTok in the U.S. has prompted flash takeover talks with parties including Microsoft and Walmart, as well as Oracle, though negotiations are said to have stalled after China updated its technology export restriction list. In a bid to counter U.S. restrictions, Beijing is also planning to develop a set of sweeping government policies to develop its domestic semiconductor industry. Facebook won't accept new political ads in the week heading into the U.S. presidential election in an effort to limit the spread of misinformation. This new rule only applies to purchases made that week, not ads purchased now and scheduled for that window. Facebook's other new election efforts include partnering with Reuters to provide live official election results and plans to add a label to any candidate or campaign post that tries to declare victory before the official declaration. Senior Downing Street figures are putting the chances of a Brexit trade agreement with the European Union deal at 30-40%, according to The Times. The two sides are at loggerheads over state aid, with no sign that either London or Brussels is prepared to compromise ahead of a critical negotiating round next week. Boris Johnson has also demanded that British fishermen double the size of their catch from coastal waters, though EU negotiators feel that would lead to the loss of one in three fishing boats in Europe. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P 500, gold, and crude oil are all set to open in the green, with the Nasdaq flat and Bitcoin slightly down. On today's economic calendar, non-farm payrolls are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.